So this gospel reminds me that I forgot to make an announcement at the beginning of Mass. Just to make sure that there's no trouble, I was going to ask that all 49ers fans sit over here and Chiefs fans over here. If you need to make a switch, we'll let you do that. You know, what's interesting about, and again, this gospel is interesting because at the end of a football, at the beginning of a football game, everyone has a lot of hope. You're hoping for your team. You have a lot of expectations, a lot of good feelings, a lot of hope. However, at the end, there is one winner and one loser. And so since every NFL game now takes about 10 hours to televise, sometime around midnight, people will find out who won. But there's only one winner and one loser. And that's different from today's gospel. Because in today's gospel, it reminds us that every single person who comes to Jesus comes away a winner. If you need a healing from a physical illness, you get it. If you need wisdom, you get that. If you need direction in your life, you get that. Whatever it is that you deeply need in your life, if you meet the Lord, that comes to you. And it just reveals this very beautiful line that says that you cannot meet Jesus and stay the same. That every time you meet the Lord, good things happen. Whether it's wisdom, or insight, or healing, or whatever it is, or new faith, every time you meet the Lord, some good thing happens. And so it's beautiful that we have this gospel right this Sunday, because this Wednesday begins the season of Lent. And that's exactly what Lent is for. It is for meeting Jesus in a deeper way than we have in the earlier part of the year. It's this set time of 40 days in which we have a number of opportunities to encounter and to meet the Lord in very personal ways more than ever before, and to open ourselves up to the way that our Lord can change us, whether it's a physical healing or a spiritual healing or wisdom or whatever it is that we need. And of course, that's what we do at St. Bruno. Everything that we do at St. Bruno is designed to help us meet the Lord in some deeper and more profound way. And so obviously we have the university series that we've been talking about. The catalogs are at the doors of the church, or you can go online and pre-register for classes at only $5, and you can bring a friend for free. Or pre-registration closes Tuesday, by the way, and if you simply come to the door, it's $8. But either way, you can always bring a friend for free, because we want more. We want as many people as possible to attend the university series, which is a very powerful, unique thing to happen during the season of Lent. So take a look at those offerings, and we hope that you will decide to come every single night during Lent to see something in the university. And of course, really a quite remarkable thing is Wednesday begins the season of Lent. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And it's also Valentine's Day, which is remarkable. So you know how on Ash Wednesday we put ashes on your forehead in the shape of a cross, but this Wednesday we're going to do it in the shape of a heart. Not really. I'm not that good. You wouldn't want it. But it's a beautiful joining of two events that seem counterintuitive. Valentine's Day is, you know, kind of about love and romance and emotionalism, and Ash Wednesday reminds us of death. But actually, they really do belong together in a very beautiful way. So Ash Wednesday, the reason we use ashes, we put the ashes on your forehead and we say, remember you are dust, and into dust you will return. So that's a kind of an indicator that one day your life will come to an end. That is actually meant to be good news, because it means this. One day your life will come to an end. That simply means that you don't have all the time in the world. You're not going to live to be 200. You're not going to live to be 300. You don't have all the time in the world. So since you don't have all the time in the world, use your time well. Make each day count. Make each hour count. Make each moment count. If you have an opportunity to do something good, do it today, not tomorrow. If you have some opportunity to express love, do it now, not tomorrow. You don't have all the time in the world, so use your time well. I think that's a very powerful and wonderful, beautiful lesson. And one person who took that to heart, no pun intended, but he took it to heart very well, was St. Valentine. St. Valentine was an actual person. He lived in the 3rd century. This is around 250 years after Jesus. He was a priest in the city of Rome. And he lived in an interesting time when the emperor, Claudius II, wanted more soldiers for his army. And in order to be a soldier, you could not be married, because you were a soldier for 25 years. And they didn't want married people. And so he outlawed marriage. Valentine would have nothing of that. So St. Valentine said, I am not going to stop performing marriages. So he would go out into the forests and secret places, and young people would come out to the forest and get secretly married by Valentine, which was against the law. And nothing would stop him from encouraging these young people to join together to start a new family. It really was a testament to the faith of these young couples, especially, that they were willing to, you know, do something against the law, to do something very dangerous, to go out to these forests and be married by Valentine and to start a family. It's a beautiful testament to their courage and their love. And by the way, the name Valentine, which was a very popular name at that time, we associate it with candy and cards and sentimentalism. The name Valentine actually means, it comes from the word valens, which means courage and valor and strength. So the name that is often associated with kind of Hallmark cards actually comes from something really more profound, courage and valor and strength. So Valentine did not want to waste his time. He used his time very, very well in a way that encouraged marriage and the beginning of new families. All these things come together on this Wednesday. The love that Jesus had for a sick man in today's gospel brings that young man health and happiness and holiness, as love affirms for all of us, as Jesus and both Valentine affirm beginning this Wednesday. Let's make this Lent the time that we meet the Lord in a more powerful way than ever before.